Headline Edition.
Welcome to Low SWR.
Another podcast for the radio amateur. Low SWR is a podcast about amateur radio. My dad, Rich KD0BJT, and I, Brady KD0BJS, will cover a variety of ham radio-related topics and talk about our adventures in radio. Today is Sunday, June the 19th, 2011, and this is episode number 24.
24, ja?
Ja.
So what have you been up to, Brady?
Well, we don't have a script here, but I was going to talk about the new handheld radio I got.
I see. Very good. Yes. And how'd you get that?
Well, I had sold two handhelds, a VX5R.
Two ka-chings for two sales.
Well, a VX5R and then an ICV80, an ICOM handheld that I had won at Dayton, I guess it was. Well, I didn't really win it. I got it for my speech, but
yeah, Brady had money sitting in like his virtual account for a long time. He sold that V80 a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, and so I just bought this radio. It's a Yaesu FT250, and I bought it because it was a Yaesu, and I bought it from Universal Radio because if you buy it from them, well, for now they have this free go bag offer. They'll give you a free go bag, and so I got the orange Yaesu one because it was a Yaesu radio.
I see.
And so yeah, it's just a 2 meter single band 5 watt. Radio, and it's really nice.
Yeah, it's a pretty hefty radio. I was looking at it too. I like the way the display faces up, kind of. It's not on the front of the radio, it's kind of angled on the top.
Yeah, and I thought that actually, if it's good for looking at while it's on your belt or your pocket or whatever.
It's backwards.
But it's backwards. So I thought if they made a radio with the top just like that, but it could be switched around. I thought that would be pretty cool. Rotatable.
Yeah, or just a button that was flip display. The flip display button, depending on how you're looking at it.
Right.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. Yeah, that's a pretty neat little radio.
Yeah,
and,
it is.
Let's see, you sold your old radios on QTH.com, I believe.
Yeah,
right?
I did.
And those transactions went smoothly. I know I've had a bad experience on there. maybe we should mention that because.
Maybe.
An Alpha Delta 7RU.
Radio United.
Yeah.
Any listeners in Idaho?
Near Plummer, Idaho.
Who could maybe help us with about $200 worth of stuff?
Yeah, it's a long story. Maybe we'll save it for the buying used equipment edition.
Maybe if there's some extra time, we could go.
Okay, that sounds good. And
but a few more things I'd like to say about it.
Well,
I really should have
okay.
the manual. It's 209 memories. And then there's programmable scanning edges and some other stuff, so it's more like 200 and something, I don't know. 5 watts out, and yeah, it's really a nice radio.
Very good.
Oh, and the microphone, the hand microphone for the VX5R is the same as the FT250.
So you were able to keep your old accessories for
yes,
this new radio.
Yes, I kept my old microphone, yes.
Oh, very good. All right.
All right, so that's about it for that. Well, we should put a link to it in the show notes.
Oh, yeah, okay. If I had a pen and a paper, I could write that down.
Oh, I will.
All right. Already. Yeah, Universal Radio is a nice...
They're a nice place. And even for, like, when we see something on eBay, we don't really No.
Oh, yeah.
They have the specs and everything of discontinued radios
as
well.
Yeah, you can find the specs and the accessories that were available for a particular radio.
Still available.
An older radio, right. But they have a lot of the older radios as well.
Yeah, they do.
Going back to around the hybrids there, so they go back pretty far.
Yeah, they do.
And, yeah, all right.
Yeah, they're a good place.
They are indeed, and they're a great place to do a little research. I think they're, I like them, I think the most, there's Rig Picks. If you can look at,
EHAM is pretty good too.
RIGPIX, and EHAM does reviews on radios, so they don't give you the specs. Rig Picks gives you a few specs, and sometimes they have the link for the manual right there too on Rig Picks.
Oh yeah, but EHAM, like, they don't just do radios. They do antennas. They do accessories and things. If you want to see what people think about this particular item, EHAM is very good.
Absolutely. And I can, this next part, I'll say all the U.S. listeners, put your hands over your ears unless you're driving. Then just turn down your speakers. But, a great place for manuals is mods.dk. And, it's in Germany there. And so they have all the old Heathkit manuals, that you can no longer get in the U.S. If you go to KB2LJJ is another, I think it's LJJ, is another big, manual site. Heathkit was the company, I'll put quotation marks around that, is still around. Somebody basically bought the rights to the name and all the manuals. I'm not sure. And he's out in California, but he doesn't have electronic copies of all the manuals. He'll only sell you like a physical copy. So I don't think he has the full library. So if you're looking for your Heathkit manual, and you're outside of the United States, you can go to mods.dk and get it there.
Yeah. Yeah, you can.
All right. Well, what's next?
Let me think. There are a couple things we could do next. We've got field day, and I suppose we could say our vacation coming up.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's been over a month since we put out a podcast. I've been off of work for a couple of those weeks. Yeah, it's been a long time. I've been at my job for a while. I get numerous weeks of vacation. It's kind of nice. And we're trying to get the house ready to sell. So we've been very, very busy on other things, although we have got to play some radio in there. And let's see, we did a little VHF. I actually put a tweet out about this, but we did participate in the ARRL VHF contest there.
If you worked me, you were one of five.
And I worked a whole six people, but they were all on 6 meters, and 6 meters was doing really, really good. It was last weekend or a couple weekends ago.
Yeah, last weekend.
That is a great way to have some fun with your technician class license.
Yes.
Or your general or your extra. VHF can be very fun. And the CQ VHF, I have to see if it's still around, but I know they had it a couple years ago in July, so Brady's going to look it up right now.
I will.
But
it's probably CQ Worldwide VHF, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I believe you're right. And our antenna
is coming.
The, do we have a date?
July 16th.
July 16th, 2011.
1800 UTC to the 17th, 2100.
All right.
Which translates to be...
27 hours.
Which translates to be 12 o'clock p.m. Saturday.
Who, for us?
Yeah, for us.
Noon.
Yeah, noon, yeah.
Noon.
And then it ends 20 minus 5 is 15, so 3 p.m.
Yeah. And I wonder if you can work all of it or just 24 hours.
Rules.
Anyway.
Well, let's see.
once again, our on-the-fly show prep.
Well, it's, yeah.
I think I am too loud.
Let's see.
Let me turn. Am I this one?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah,
that's
eight.
Better.
Oh, yeah, that is.
That'll clean all up
right.
Later.
Well, let's see. Ooh, contest period. 27 hours for all stations, all categories. Operate any portion of the contest period you wish. Note, exception for QRP Hilltop.
Ooh. QRP Hilltopper. Anyway, that'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that, and maybe actually getting a beam up on 6. All we had on 6 meters was a dipole.
Although 6 doesn't take a lot if it's open.
No, it doesn't, but we had...
But it could help.
We had a dipole up about, what, 12 feet?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, it wasn't very high.
Maybe not even that.
And,
it was an inverted V, too.
Yeah, but it worked great.
Yeah, it did.
It was a lot of fun.
Didn't work too bad.
So, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
I worked some, Colorado, I know I worked Michigan.
Yeah, and you had a lot of ENs and EMs.
That's right. So, couldn't tell you. I didn't look them all up.
Oh, I talked to DN61.
Oh, very nice.
Yes, which is
a it's great up north.
Yeah, because
it's Casper, 70, I think.
Well, DN71 is Cheyenne, so 61 must be...
Oh, Laramie, that's right.
Oh, yes, it's Laramie.
I think it was Laramie, yeah. That was on 2 meters,
yeah,
wasn't
2 meters.
2 meters.
Yeah.
So that's not bad. Laramie's probably about 140 miles away.
Yeah, with a four-element beam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad. And I know you worked Cheyenne, too.
Yeah, I did.
So that's another, it's 100 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool.
And of course, DM79 where we are, and DN70.
You know, Laramie from us might only be 120, but it's kind of
yeah,
because
we're right on the line of DN70 and DM79.
Right. 70 miles, about 70 miles for a 1 degree.
If you go,
latitude? No, longitude.
Well,
I don't remember.
Our house is in DM79, but if you walk to the fence where you're in DN70.
Yep, to November 70. Yes, we live on, well, the back of the property is on the line. It is literally a stone's throw away.
It is. It's not even a mile.
It's not even 30 feet.
Is it?
Oh, maybe it's I think from where we're sitting right now, it's maybe 100 feet to the, to the grid line.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yes, the famous low SWR producers are on a famous property as well.
A famous? I wouldn't call it famous.
Oh, well, maybe not.
But it was definitely fun. I did hear some 2 meter stuff, but the PTT on the mic went out and...
And he didn't try and use Vox.
Yeah, because I'm not very ingenious.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, Brady says, well, you could have switched to Vox, Dad. I was like, oh, yeah, huh. Yeah. Too bad you weren't there to tell me. Well, it was getting late anyway.
Yeah, it was.
All right.
Yeah. And then we had church the next day, so we didn't get a whole lot of operating,
so we had,
but it was still fun.
We had to pack it up.
Yep.
But, yeah, 6 was definitely open. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe we should talk about vanity call signs. Well,
that's what I was going to do here, because you were looking at them.
I was looking at them. You know, I've got my 2x3... Yeah, I'm looking at those vanity call signs, and I tried for one a while back.
W0IK.
I tried for it, a 1x2, and somebody...
in Pueblo, I think.
Yep, someone else in the state had put in their application. Actually, I think the way it works is that if you get your application in on the same day, they randomly select one of them.
Yeah.
So I was not randomly selected for that call. And I have reservations because, you know, a lot of people, they have their 2x3s, you know, they've had them for 40 years. But I don't know. And then there's other people that get a new one every year. So, or a different one, not a new one. But there are some really great ones on there. There was a Kilo Delta Zero DX, and that actually got snapped up recently, a 2x2 there. And in the States, we have a vanity call sign system. And so you can pick. Even the technicians can get a 1x3, which would be like...
Or another 2x3.
Or a 2x3, that's right. So if they want a cool word or something like that. But they can... even the technicians can get a shorter call sign by getting a vanity 1x3. So, you know, like a K0GKR or something along those lines. And that was a call sign that belonged to a friend of ours. That passed away a couple years ago. But anyway, so you can, the technician guys can go get their 1x3s, and the generals can't get any shorter than 1x3, but,
yeah, there's nothing special for generals.
No, they're all used up.
That's probably because they want you to upgrade.
Anyway, the extras can get a 2x2 or a 1x2 or a 2x1. So, Alpha Delta 1 Charlie, who lives not too far from us.
Yeah, down the road a little ways.
Yeah, anyway.
We should interview him.
Yeah.
He does all the, what, files?
He updates the country list for all of the contest logging software.
Yes.
And we hear him all the time because he lives about 2 miles away.
Although we've never...
And he works a lot of contests, so...
Yes. Well, I hope it's he does great. If he does
We'd love that. We love his call sign. Alpha Delta 1 Charlie.
Yes.
It just rolls off your... It's like...
It really does.
It's like K2KR.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, KK0SS is available, and that is a great call sign for sweepstakes, of course. KK0SS.
Yes,
What else was available? KB0SD?
Yeah.
Field Day? Good Field Day call sign there?
Yes.
Who are you looking up there?
I'm seeing where they are on the AC0s. They're still on AC0.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
They're not even on... Well, after... They're not even on AC0XA.
For everybody that doesn't know what you're talking about, when you upgrade to your extra class, you have the option of keeping your call sign, which is what I did, because I thought it was neat that we had consecutive ones, but now I could care less. Just kidding. Or you can get a shorter one, so you can get a 2x2, which would be AC0. KC, that would be Bob, who lives not too far from us. And did you know he did all three of his tests on the same day?
No.
Yeah.
Yikes.
You can do that too here.
Yes, you can.
You can take all three of your tests. He went from zero to extra in about 2 hours, and it was at the same session that I got my extra.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know him at the time, but I kind of remembered, hey, who's that guy? He keeps taking tests. Anyway, so you can get a 2x2 that we call it, two letters and then a number and then two letters.
Yeah.
You know, 1x2 is one letter and then a number and two letters, which, you hear a lot of contest guys go for the 2x1s or the 1x2s.
Yeah.
Or something with a lot of hard consonants, like KK0, Golf, what? Mike.
Yeah.
GM.
Yeah.
Golf Mike. That works good. Anyway, so Brady was talking about what they're up to. It's consecutively assigned, and so they go AC0, and I think, what did you find out that they were on?
They're on W something.
So if Brady were to upgrade today, he'd get AC0 W something.
Something.
Yes. W's not bad.
WXYZ,
all those are not the greatest.
Well, X, Y, and Z aren't the greatest. I guess Y is not bad.
Yankee.
Yeah.
Yankee.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not too bad.
Not bad, all right. Very good.
Well, I would want a Y or a W, I think.
If you had to get one of these at the
yes.
end of AC0, I like AC0. I probably should have. I would have, you know what I would have
I like
up?
It better than AD0.
Yeah, I do too. I would have ended up with AC0KD is probably what I would have been.
KD.
Because Bob is KC.
Right.
And his last name is G-A-L-L. Although, I don't know if they do it alphabetically or not. But anyway, I would have been around there.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. So KD. Yeah, that's not bad. Alpha Charlie Zero Kilo Delta.
Yeah, a lot of people go for their initials.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see too many RGs, but a few.
Yeah.
Romeo yeah. Golf. Romeo Golf.
Well, it's not bad. It doesn't roll very well, though.
I talked to...
Well, maybe it does.
...to a gentleman in Nevada on 10 meters the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And yes. He was saying, well, you got to come up with something good. As I said, well, somebody was talking about getting a shorter call sign, and I said, yeah, he should try working a contest with KD0BJT. And he said, well, you just got to come up with something like beer... It was Beer Something Tavern. I forget what it was. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, but it's still just too long.
Yeah, big junky truck and big juicy tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. And then mine is big juicy steak, but still it's too long.
Yeah, it is too long. And of course, sometimes that's frowned upon.
It's just too long.
Tommy's ears are ringing. Because we're using the improper phonetics.
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes it helps. Improper phonetics.
Sometimes. Do Boston, Japan, Tokyo?
Yeah, let's see. In sweepstakes, we found a really good one. It was Kilowatt, Denmark, Zero, Boston, Japan, Tokyo. Or Boston, Jamaica, Tokyo.
Yeah, something like that. I figured Japan, Tokyo, because they go together.
Yeah, they do.
Tokyo, Japan. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wonder if there's a city. I'm sure there is in Japan, but one that's more well-known. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I just thought of one that would be very politically incorrect.
What?
Well, okay, I'll say it. Bomb Japan, Tokyo.
See, yes.
So, anyway. All right.
Yes, that is pretty.
Well, people
incorrect.
Are waking up. We're going to go to breakfast here pretty soon.
Well, we could just stop here and then record some more.
Nah, let's just finish it up real quick.
All right.
What are we going to be doing in the next week here?
We're going
weekly, yearly.
Oh, yeah, weekly. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Our yearly cabin trip.
Annual cabin trip, yes.
Annual cabin trip. There you go.
Yes.
Up to Red Feather Lakes.
Mm-hmm.
And we might take a radio along. I don't know.
Yeah. If you hear the famous Low SWR producer, you can give him a call.
We did the South Cars the other day.
Yes.
And we had we had a listener check in. I tweeted again.
Yes, and it actually worked this time.
It worked.
VE3KNT.
Yes, and he's a programmer. He's in London, Ontario. He has a nice website there, and he's the perfect. This is what I love about the hobby, because he put like the programming. I think he has a Woosung radio, and so he put the programming file for his city, London, Ontario, online there. So if you go to London, Ontario, and you have a Woosung, you can grab this programming file, put it on your radio. The work has been done for you.
Right. See, I like that. I mean, you can go and take all the repeaters and make a, you know, program them with the computer. But unless you're going in the same city, it's not going to work. But still, if you are.
Well, that's the thing. So
right.
Some ham might stumble upon that, and he might have to
a week there. Around here, you can hit these repeaters from pretty far away.
That's right.
Some of them you can hit from Wyoming, actually.
Absolutely. Big mountains. All yes. Right. So we're going to do that. And then, of course, Field Day.
Oh, yes, Field Day. I love this time of year. We've got Red Feathers and Field Day. Yes, we forgot to say it is Red Feather Lakes, Colorado. Almost to Wyoming, actually.
All right. And this is all what right, you'll so hear.
On
this
CW,
is what you'll hear Brady sending.
On CW.
On Field Day.
At Field
Day.
Yeah, I was startled there. It started sending the wrong call sign. I mean, it didn't, but...
Oh, it wasn't
because
yours.
Because it wasn't mine. I was just listening,
sorry about
and
that.
I thought it should just be sending mine, but it wasn't.
Well, yeah, that's KD0MXT is what Brady's club will be operating
yeah,
as.
Yeah, one of the Bark Jr.'s call sign. Well, technically, he's not a Bark Jr. anymore.
Well, Alex. Alex got his extra class, and
we always try to have an extra class.
The Bark Jr.'s will be...
Using
his call sign. That's right.
So we'll be 3 Alpha.
And Brady's gonna try some CW.
Yes.
Oh, I wanted to mention that because what was it? CW, no, CQWPX, worked all prefixes.
Oh, yeah, we should mention that.
The CW edition.
Yes, the CW one. CQ Worldwide worked all prefixes, CW.
There you go. And, I knew that Brady had been working a few stations. Over the course of a weekend.
Oh, and the first station I thought was KH7K or X, I forget now. And that is KURE Island.
Oh, yeah,
very
that was
rare
weird.
Prefix. But I think it was KH7K, just a Hawaii contest club. Because there was nothing for KH7, the current
oh,
island.
Oh, so you got it wrong.
I think so.
Anyway, at the end, how many did you have at the end?
75.
75 contacts, and I'm like, what? I couldn't even make two.
Well, I bet you could have.
I could make two, yes. Hey, I worked somebody straight key night.
Oh, yeah, that's true, and I
that
didn't.
That was a while back.
I didn't. Yeah, it's easy in contests because you just need to figure out their call and their exchange. And in the work job prefixes, their exchange always changes because there's a serial number. But in Field Day, there's no serial number, no RST, so it's always the same. So you can figure out their call sign, their exchange, before calling you before they call you or before you answer them.
You can get like 90% of the information. You just got to listen like for one number.
No, you don't. Not in Field Day.
Oh, not in Field Day. You're right. Field Day
is all the same. That's right. What you can do is while you're figuring out their call, I mean, they're only going to send it once per contact or less, so you can figure out the exchange they're sending as well, so you won't have to do that at high speed, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So you get everything written down, and then you reply.
Yes.
And
it's very nice.
Yeah. It's a good way to, I think, work on your high-speed code.
Yes, it is.
Listening ability.
Yes.
All right. All right, let's wrap it up.
And I worked a lot of stations.
You know what day it is today?
Oh, yes, Father's Day.
And what are we doing?
We're going out to breakfast. So we have to wrap it up. A little short, but that's okay. And we'll get that link in.
It makes up for all my rambling on the other ones. HR 607 is the worst bill ever written or proposed by anyone.
I think it's okay, though. I think they have changed.
I think they're going to work it out.
I think they've changed.
Representative Peter King has seen the light, or so they say, so we'll see what happens there. And, yeah.
Yes,
I could go on and on, but I won't.
All right, well, we'll wrap it up here. 7 T's from KD0BJS.
And KD0BJT. I thought it was